MaxZone.com.
The views expressed on Max World are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of its management, its trash man, the electric guy, the person who fills the vending machines, the guy who fixes our van, the kid who cuts our grass, the woman who brings us cookies, the guy who worked for food on the corner, or any other person of sound mind. Should you be offended, please call Max. After all, it is Max World.
Starring Rooster McRoberts.
Everybody, let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
You can reach Mac right now at
MaxWorldLive.com.
Places, please, quiet down, and here we go.
This is Max World. Max World.
All right, good morning. 9 o'clock sharp, Central Standard Time, wherever you may be. Perhaps if you're on the West Coast, you're just waking up, and you are waking up to a sunshine day. But those Santa Ana winds are going to kick in. And if you're on the East Coast, you're already into your grind, and we appreciate you taking the time to listen to us here on TalkZone.com. Perhaps you've also tuned in to MaxWorldLive.com. We appreciate that. That's our own local website. And you can grab that at MaxWorldLive.com, and it has a visual component to this radio program. Four HD cameras we can pass there between us, and you can see. Oh, God, that camera may be too close on you.
It looks good, doesn't it? Don't you? I love it.
You need to get on the mic.
No, I am on the mic. You just don't see. You never turn me on.
I do that on purpose.
I believe that.
I think that's too close, though.
Look,
that's a better shot of you right there. No, back up. Back up. Perfect shot of you.
Yeah.
The camera shot I want today.
Put me back on.
Okay, here. I'm going to put you back on. There you go.
There you go. That's much better. I like that shot.
That's a much better shot of you, don't you think?
I agree. I like that, as a matter of fact. Thank you very much.
We're going to have Bob Rainier on just a little bit and talk about the bailout and talk about what's going on with GM and Chrysler. GM announced a lot of new rules yesterday for their dealers. And Chrysler, of course, is just going out of business. Hummer is being sold to a Chinese company, and GM is selling off Saturn. Apparently there are 10 or 12 suitors for Saturn, and I can only imagine what GM will get for that. And I don't want to talk about it now, but I want to pose the question. So when GM sells Saturn, and I don't have any idea what that might be worth, there's a multiple of cash flows, you know, it's worth $1 billion, let's say. Do we get that $1 billion?
Do we get the $1 billion?
Yeah, I mean, we own 70% of it now. Do we get a dividend check? You've been in business a long time. When you own stock in a company and it sells an asset, there's usually something on the balance sheet that comes back to the stockholders.
Yeah, you, if you're going to play, you want to win. You want to get something out of the deal. So if we're going to own 70% of that, our tax dollars are sucking it up. Yeah, you're right. We need to get I want my dividend check.
But seriously, we should. I mean, and I'm not just shooting off my mouth here, but you own 70% of a company and they sell two or three assets. You don't either have to A, give them the money that you've been giving them to support them.
Absolutely.
B, they get to pay down some of their debt, which would be pay back the government a little bit.
Right.
Or C, send a dividend check out. Now, how about that for a hell of an idea? Wouldn't that finally hit the bailout in the American people?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, if they get. Let's think about this. If they get, let's make this easy. There's 300 million people in America. If they got $300 million, then we'd all get a dollar. They're not going to get that.
You know what? I'd take the dollar.
They're not going to get the dollar. They're going to get, I mean, my God, I would think for Saturn alone, they'd get a couple billion. I mean, Ford, what did Ford get for Jaguar? They got over $1 billion Jaguar isn't near what Saturn is.
No, exactly. And Saturn's a decent brand. I mean, it's a
heck of a brand. I can't believe they're dumping it.
Yeah.
Maybe the only reason they're dumping it is because it is such a valuable asset.
Cash.
They need to sell it.
Cash.
Anyway, and you know, we've been going through with you over and over some of the pictures that we've tried to find of our producer Dave, because Dave is Dave's kind of a quiet guy. Dave doesn't really like to, you know, show himself and talk on the radio and do all that stuff. So we've been working real hard to try to find some pictures of Dave. And I think we've got, let me see, where is that picture? I've got a picture of Dave here.
We have another one of Dave?
I think we have another one of Dave.
I understand that he keeps a cam going 24/7 in not only in his studio but also in his home, too. I assume that that's some sort of a side business, maybe.
You mean the camera that he keeps in his home?
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be it, but yeah. I don't know.
Let me.
We've had those kind of people on the show before.
We know? Have.
Well, those. Anyway, I don't want to put Dave in that group because he may not be a part of that group. His may be for educational purposes only.
You're talking about people who, well, how do we say it? Put cams up in their...
Watch them when they go to the shower and that type of thing.
I don't know.
Well, I saw pictures of him yesterday. It's a fine idea for me. I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm gonna find a good picture of him when we're on break and bring it up.
I've
got a couple here, and I found out that we may be wrong. He may not just be a girl. He may be a, what do they call him? They're both?
Dude.
No, they don't call him dudes.
No, here's
what do they call him? Trans?
No.
Transgender? Trans?
No.
Trans talk?
No.
What is it?
Hermetophytes? Yeah, I think so. And you know what?
And I'm okay with that.
I think you've crossed the line for Dave. David about right now is going, I'm driving to Des Moines, Iowa. From Chicago. He's put the equipment on autopilot, and he's just going to beat the crap out of you. And, Dave, I would not blame you. At about this time, I would look at your chat over there and see what Dave's saying to you. We can't repeat that, can we?
I don't think that's a picture of Dave there. I think that's the president, isn't it?
Don't you love the guy? I mean, is he not just... Boy, I trust my life with this guy. Yeah, you bet.
Well, come on. He's all right. But anyway, we'll talk to...
Oh, give me a freaking break. The guy is a complete nut. I don't care what anybody says. Just his speech in Egypt. What was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, speaking their language and trying to heal between the Muslims and we the Americans and still on the apology tour... Please, Matt, give me a break. The guy's a Muslim. Sure, he wants to tie everything up because he would love for us to be just like the rest of them because that's what he is. It's ridiculous. And they love to smoke cigarettes. I like that picture. That's really, you know, that really is a good picture of him smoking. You know, I can see him in the White House right now.
Do you think we're wrong in showing that picture, though?
Of him with a cigarette in his mouth?
Yeah, are we being rude to show the president with a cigarette in his mouth, do you think? I mean, I don't want to be rude. I really don't. I don't want to be...
I think the term is, are you being respectful?
All right, am I being respectful?
You know what? In a different day and age, I suspect that might have been considered somewhat disrespectful, but, I mean, I've got pictures on my computer of JFK smoking a cigar.
Did you see who was standing outside of the Secret Service? Secret Service didn't see him, but there was a special person watching Obama's speech yesterday.
Who was it? Oh, it looks good.
Osama.
Osama was there. Yeah, yeah.
He dressed different though, so you know the Secret Service wouldn't see him.
Didn't catch him. Yeah, yeah. It was incognito.
All right. Well, here's a picture that we have found that I think may be Dave, our producer. I think this may be him. He looks a little bit like Demi Moore.
Well,
from what I can catch.
Dude, you need to maybe stop eating now, though. I'm thinking diet.
I'm thinking...
Metafast, baby. Metafast.
But seriously, don't you think he's got a resemblance to Demi Moore?
There's some resemblance, yes. Metafast. Dave, if that's you, dude, start walking, man. Go on a damn diet. Jeez Louise.
All right.
What's he saying to you? I mean, he's had to have made some sort of comment.
You know,
he doesn't?
I think he's so humbled by the fact that we're making him a part of this show and bringing him into it and making him one of the players, you know?
You know, they could fire us. You realize that. They could fire us.
No.
They could. They could send us our walking papers because we're going over a line with Dave.
But see, we're not. I think Dave's smiling right now.
Do you really?
If I could turn on my Skype. I don't know if he's got a camera in the studio, but if I could turn on my Skype camera, I think we'd find that Dave's really, really happy with the fact that we're making him as a part of the show.
Dave, listen, dude, I do not control the computer here. I want you to understand that. I have more respect. I'm telling you, the pictures I saw yesterday, if that's you, I'm driving to Chicago right now. Okay, but the truth of the matter is, it's just Macaroni here screwing with you. I mean, he's just screwing with you. Don't take him serious because nobody else on this show takes him serious. The only person you need to take serious is Rooster, because I tell you how it is. And you're a good guy. You're doing a great job. We appreciate it. But
he said that he looks a lot like he just Skyped me. He said he looks a lot like this picture right here. So he's honored.
He's on with this one?
He's honored with that one.
All right, dude. I'm okay with that. Just Metafast, baby. That's all I'm looking for. I need you to go on a diet. That's all I got to say to you.
I've got other pictures that I have also found, because he won't send me his real picture. And so the best I can do right now is just to search the internet and Google him. And, try to find out where the guy is.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm ready to move forward, bud. And by the way, your typing skills once again suck.
Why? Did I spell something wrong?
Well, just look. Look underneath.
What?
Look underneath. Bob, you got Bob there.
Did I spell Bob's name wrong?
Well, certainly you did.
Well, spell it for me. R-I-N-E-A-R.
Take the extra R out.
I put too many R's.
Way to go.
I'm sorry.
And it would be nice for you to say, and Rooster. I mean, he ain't Rooster. Ain't nobody Rooster but Rooster. Okay?
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
Well, though, you had him, Bob, bad spelling, Rainier,
there it is.
Rooster.
Oh, I see. I didn't put the and in. Bob, how are you today? Are you there live with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Are you able to see your picture there on our screen?
Yeah.
Have you ever met Dave, the producer?
No, sir, I haven't.
So it's possible in your mind that this could be him. I mean, you as far as you know,
sure,
that could be Dave, the producer. Okay, because we're all on the TalkZone.com together.
Yeah.
We had Tanya and Ian on yesterday.
Yeah, we had Tanya and Ian on, and we've been chatting back and forth since yesterday.
And they had never met Dave.
No.
They had never met Dave.
No, they never met.
So I think that's very possible. Here's another picture that I found that may be him, but again, we're changing sex now again, and I can't figure out whether it's a male or female, but this might be him too.
No,
we're not sure.
No, that's my cousin.
That might be Dave too.
No, that ain't Dave. That's my cousin.
Is that your cousin?
That's my cousin down in Tennessee.
Okay,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, Bob, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. I mean, every day that goes by, there's some type of lunacy that we can all get a chance to chat about, and today was certainly no different. You guys were just mentioning the Obama World Tour. One of the things that really, I don't know, kind of got lost in the sauce, but I picked up on it pretty quick. One of his quotes this morning, Iran should have the right to access peaceful nuclear power if it complies with its responsibility. Now, maybe I'm tripping, but wasn't the U.S. position that in no way, shape, or form was Iran to get nuclear power?
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. So what the hell's he talking about now?
Now, why is it that over here we're being forced with cap and trade to go try and make believe solar's going to save our problems and wind is going to save our problems, but Iran now can have nuclear power? It's fine. It's great. It's not a problem. What happened to weapons of mass destruction and the dictator's a nut and we can't have this and the axis of evil and all of that? Am I tripping?
No, I don't think you are, brother. I think you're right on target. Here's my position with this. All Obama has done in the first 100-plus days is placate everybody else by throwing us under the bus, telling us one thing to our face and then going to another country and saying something else. I'm wondering if I'm doing drugs right now, because isn't he smart enough to know that the news media is going to send it back to us and we're going to know what he's doing? Maybe he thinks, it's kind of like these movies that came out, Above the Law. Maybe that's his position. Maybe that's the way he feels, and he can do these kind of things. I mean, to the point where he's wanting to heal the relationship between us and the Muslims.
Well, now, just hold on. He did say, and let me get the quote here. Let me get the quote, because you know me. I'm not a bleeding hard liberal. I'm not going to bend over there. But I've also always said...
Yeah, but you certainly lean that direction sometimes.
No, I don't. I've always said, this man is my president. I'm going to honor him until he absolutely does something that I think is unconstitutional, okay? Doesn't have if he does something I disagree with, you don't throw the guy under the bus. He's the president of the United States. When he does something unconstitutional or when he does something that is clearly out of the bounds of what is best for America. Now... So, given that, here was his exact quote. It wasn't exactly like you just said. It was, he called for a new beginning between the United States and Muslims, said they could confront violent extremism across the globe. Remember that 90-some percent, and I don't know what the number is, of Muslims are peaceful, God-loving people. It is only
extremists. No, you're wrong.
Okay.
No, you're wrong.
How do you know I'm wrong?
Let me give you an example. I lived in Houston, Texas for 5 years. And I have a client down there. His last name is Sardana. Okay? He has lived in the United States since his early 20s. His son has his own battleship, okay? I mean, in our Navy. He's an admiral, okay? His daughter is a high-level VP for, I believe it's Pepsi-Cola. He is a tenured professor at Rice University.
Okay.
So we're not talking about schmucks here, okay? We're talking about a guy that's got some level of intelligence. And he became a client of mine about 10 years ago. And he would sit in my office after 9/11, and he said, you know, most of you people, and he said, I'm an American. He raised his kids, go, look, we're in America, we're Americans now. He said, most Americans have no clue what's going on in the mosques and in these folks' house of worship. You think, and you just said it, Mac, and you are so wrong, you think that they're sitting in their little house of worship in their mosques and talking about God and talking about how we can do better things. He said, the truth of the matter is, he said, right, I was on the 11th floor off the Beltway in Houston, Texas. He said, you can take a rock and throw it, and you'll hit a mosque. Turn any direction, and you'll hit what they would consider a mosque, whether it's in a home or a special building.
All right, so what?
And they're sitting around on a carpet with their legs crossed, talking about how to raise money to kill infidels.
So I'm just naive.
You are so naive.
So every Muslim... I'm not going to use the word every.
You can't say every.
Most Muslims. Where I'm saying 90% of them are peaceful, you're saying 90% of them want to kill us.
Yeah, sure they do. Sure they do. Because we don't adhere to their beliefs. Think about this for a minute. We don't treat our women like they treat their women.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God,
we don't treat our neighbor really like they do.
No.
Okay? We don't believe the same way they do. This is a religious fervor that they're basing their lives on. And that religious fervor says, I'm better off slitting an American white-faced throat.
Yes.
And I'm going to receive benefit by my God, Allah, for doing that.
Bob, where is it that you live? What community? I forget. You're in Florida?
I'm between Florida and New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
That's right.
Jersey.
So what do you find in the Muslim communities that you have? I mean, I'll have to be honest with you. In where we live here in central Iowa, we have a minuscule Muslim population. I think we have one mosque, and it's not even really a mosque. It's an old public school that they bought that they meet at, and they also educate their kids.
Yeah, Franklin. Yeah.
Where is it down there in Florida? How is it like? Or in New Jersey?
Frankly, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. In the immediate areas that I live in both areas, there's not a large percentage of population of Muslims that congregate. So I can't really give you a heads up on that.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the president's speech and his nestling up to the Muslim community. And Rooster has obviously an opinion that it's a very dangerous thing for Americans. And I don't disagree with you. I just have a little more of an open mind. We'll get Bob Rainier's thoughts on it as we continue We are live here on TalkZone.com, and we appreciate you listening. Also live at MaxWorldLive.com. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, Ray Bubba Sorensen. If you've ever heard of the Freedom Rock, it's a rock that this ex-soldier and patriot of America paints every year, and it stands for the freedom that we all so love and adore here in this country. We'll talk to Ray Bubba Sorensen, and that's coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, live here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, every once in a while, a radio show comes along that offers both information and entertainment. A daily radio show that one moment makes you jump up and down and yell, "Finally!" Someone who loves America as much as I do, and sometimes makes you want to throw your cell phone at the radio and yell, "Shut the up!" Well, congratulations. You just found your next best friend on the air. Maxwell, starring Rooster McRoberts, a sensible, fine, upstanding American like Mac, and a hillbilly redneck like Rooster. Honestly, how do these boys do this show without killing each other? Oh, heavens. Is this the future of radio? Yep, and it's all here live for you at Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
Great googly moogly.
Now I'll warn you, listening to Max World Live may cause you to yell, scream, and throw objects at your radio. But have some fun doing it. And thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
We can make it perfect. We're Aquafusion of Iowa, the authorized dealer for the General Electric Pro Elite water system. Unlike some water systems, the GE Pro Elite provides 100% conditioned and refined water 100% of the time that you're using it. And how? With an advanced monitoring system that checks your water 24 hours a day and automatically adapts to the changing water conditions. And value? Because refined water saves you real money, like up to 60% on detergent and soap costs, and it prolongs the life of your appliances from water heaters to dishwashers, and because you'll never have to buy bottled water ever again, our GE Pro Elite water system actually pays for itself. So let's talk about your water needs and what we can do about it. We're Aquafusion of Iowa. Look us up by typing in Aquafusion of Iowa in a Google search. That's Aquafusion with a Z. Local, trusted, and ready to work today. We can make your water perfect every day. Aquafusion of Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
The website that gives you some real excitement without charging you by the minute.
It really is a lot of fun.
TalkZone.com.
Your opinion matters, and we want to hear it. 1-888, go for it. It's Max World Live. All right, welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour, live here in MaxWorldLive.com. Also on TalkZone.com. We appreciate you, appreciate you spending the time with us today. And we've got a very interesting conversation going on with Bob Rainier, and we're talking about Obama and his latest speech over in the Arab countries and how some Americans are feeling about that. You can always chime in at 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. 563-6748. Please plan on calling us at any time if you want to join Max World Live. Again, 1-888-463-6748.
Are you trying to put me in mood music here? Is that what the idea is?
This is Dave. This is our producer. He's obviously sending a message. What's the song? Oh, now it goes to... Oh, he's thanking our soldiers for what they're doing.
That's very cool.
This would be a good song for him to play in the next hour, too, when we've got Bubba Sorensen with the Freedom
Are
Rock.
You sure that it's Dave and not you screwing with the computer?
I'm not doing anything here. I'm not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
But I do have... I keep Googling Dave the producer, and I keep coming up with different pictures. I found out that this isn't the only thing that Dave does.
What does he do?
He also sells catnip.
Dadgummit. Jeez.
Can
we get serious again here? I've got some information that I think...
This is Dave with his side job selling catnip on the side. And this is how he dresses up. He does home parties. You know, like
you
there's Tupperware.
So sick.
Yeah, that's,
you are so
I'm just
sick.
Telling you, that's
do,
what he
do
does.
Do me a favor. Do yes. me a favor. Turn the music off.
I'm not doing the music. This is a Bob thing, I think. Oh, maybe. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you, Mac.
I wonder here.
Uh-huh. Oh, my.
It was me.
Mac.
I'm sorry. It was me.
Mac, here's... We got Bob back
You know
on.
What that was? I had the...
It's the Freedom Rock deal.
Yeah, I had the Freedom Rock website open. I'm sorry.
You know, I would like to apologize to our entire listening office.
Well, that wasn't a bad song.
Well, no, but we were trying to talk. But let's move on here, because I'm a little heated about this, and I think that people need to understand something. I'm going to talk about Muslims again, all right? And you call me racist, you can call me prejudiced, you can call me whatever you want to, but Muslim demographics, okay, in order, and these are some statistics, okay? You can go check it out, Google it all you want to. Take my word for it, these numbers are right. And this was given to me by a very dear friend of both of ours, Mac, Tom Coates, and I hope Tom's listening because I always want to shout out and say, man, I appreciate all the information that he shares with us. In order for a culture to maintain itself for more than 25 years, you have to have a certain level of required fertility, okay? And that is 2.11 children per family. I don't know if people really realize that. 2.11 is required. This is going to take about 3 or 4 minutes, okay? 1.9 never reversed, okay? In other words, and 1.3 impossible to reverse. Now, what I mean by that is as that decreases... A country goes away. Okay, 1.3, impossible to reverse. 80 to 100 years it would take to correct itself, all right, if it's down to that level. Now, here's an interesting point that I'd like to make, and we'll continue on. I'm going through my little piece of information here so that we can see that in a minute when it gets there, for crying out loud. Okay.
By the way, I have Obama's speech in front of me, and again, I don't want to send anybody the message that I am all of a sudden becoming a bleeding-heart liberal, but if you listen to the contents of his speech, it doesn't mirror what you're believing, but what you and I both...
Well, it certainly doesn't.
What you and I both feel, and Bob, jump in on this conversation, please, is that he's not saying what he really means, because he seems to say one thing... and do another. Is that your feeling, Bob, in kind of what Obama's doing to us right now?
Well, sure it is. Just earlier, Rooster was talking about, selling the public one thing and then traipsing around the world and throwing us under the bus somewhere else. He's like a bait-and-switch salesman. He gets you in the door with some kind of low-priced ad, and you buy into it, and then when you get there, you got a whole different deal. And every time I turn around, it's a whole different deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every time he turns around, he tells us one thing, Bob, and then it's something different. And you know what you do with bait-and-switch salespeople? You and I come from that background. You put them in jail. You take their licenses away, right?
That's what you should do.
Yeah, well, it's I think it's called impeachment, isn't it?
That is what it's called.
I want to read you something interesting.
He hypnotized the population. The population is just starry-eyed over this guy, and everybody just seems to love him. And every time you bring up a point, well, hey, flip-flopped on this, he did this, he changed his mind here. You know, I'll give you here's a perfect example. This guy, you know, when he was running, and even after he got elected, stood up, pointed the finger at the camera a million times and said, I'm going to go through these budgets line by line. I'm going to eliminate waste. If it doesn't belong there, it's not going to be there.
Transparency, so, right?
We all sat there and we waited to see what he was going to veto and this, that, and the other thing. And I sure haven't seen a big list of things that he's gotten rid of. And, you know, I might bring up the point about the his buddy, Mr. Murtha.
Right.
Murtha Airport sitting out there in Pennsylvania, which just because it happens to carry a representative's name, you know, they've got $150 million worth of government spending for an airport that services 60 people. Brand new towers, brand new runways, the finest technology, all the TSA equipment. 60 people a day use the airport, and they're getting...
I understand that. But that's government waste at its best. I understand that, absolutely.
Well, but did he not say and tell you, the American people, he was going to eliminate such trash?
Well, certainly said that, but is it possible? And I want to get back on this Muslim thing. I'm sorry, I want to get back on this, but before we do, isn't it possible that we as a people have finally figured out and accepted the fact that guess what? It don't freaking matter. They're going to do whatever the hell they want to. We got no control. This is not a democracy. This is not this. You know what? It's almost like theocratic government. Okay. I mean, he's king. He makes the rules. You know, the nice thing about being king, I make the rules. That's what he's doing, and he can get it done because he's got its cronyism at its best. Everybody around him is cronies on his side, going whatever the Grand Messiah says is right. But let me continue something, Bob, and I do want you to comment on this. And we were talking about this fertility rate, and we talked about you needed 2.11 to perpetuate a country, a world. Here's the fertility rates that are going around the country right now. France is 1.8, England 1.6, Greece 1.3, okay, Germany 1.3. These are numbers, Italy 1.2, that are not keeping pace, and it would take 80 to 100 years to turn this back around. But here's the key point here. European Union, 31 countries, fertility rate 1.38 is the number. So the numbers are going down. However, the point that I want to make here is, what's the Muslim rate? What's those numbers going to? Where are we going in terms of, if your neighbor is an American, an Irish American, how many of them are Muslims? Okay, let's talk about immigration as an example. And this is the best way to put this. I'm coming up to the number here because I'm flipping through this as fast as I can.
You realize you sound very racist.
I don't really care right now.
Okay, I'm not trying to be critical of you. I'm just saying that you are taking a small. Well, of course, that's the difference between you and I. I think there's a small group of Muslim extremists, and you think there's a conspiracy theory among all Muslims that they're all here to take over the United States, and they're on a 25-year plan or whatever.
Well, I think there is a plan, and it makes one question Mr. Obama's his objectives. 30% of children age 20 and younger in Russia, guess what, are Islamic. 45%, okay. By the year 2027, one in five Frenchmen will be Muslim. In 39 years, France will be an Islamic republic. And this continues all around the world. Let's talk about Great Britain, right? Let's talk about them. Great Britain, here's the numbers. 2.5 million, a 30-fold increase, okay? These numbers are going up at dramatic, dramatic paces.
Now, let me ask you this question. And Bob, if you know the answer to this, jump in anytime. Are the Muslims converting non-believers or people from other religions? Or are Muslims moving from their home countries and basically overtaking Great Britain, France, and these communities? Or I suppose it's that's both.
It is definitely both, but yeah, the immigration side is much higher.
Exactly. Here, in 15 years in Russia, half of the population in Russia will be Muslim. In 15 years.
All right, let's take a break at 27 minutes before the top of the hour. We have our special guest, Bob Rainier. And if you go to maxworldlive.com, our website, and go to the tribe page, Bob's one of the tribe men. members. He's an individual out there who's passionate about certain things, and we ask him to come in every once in a while. Bob, is there a way people can get a hold of you or a website or anything like that if they want to talk to you?
Boy, there sure is. There's two ways to do it. One, we have a toll-free number, 877-877-4201. And if your people call that, they'll get a free report that we made up about gold, money, and manipulation. We won't sell you anything. We just need your contact info. And on the other side of the coin, we have investyourself.com. And that's our that's the website we operate out of. And we offer up a free newsletter twice a week that we think is pretty interesting reading.
Bob Bernier is our guest. We're coming back. I'm J. Michael McCoy, and that's Rooster. And we thank you for listening. We love our jobs and couldn't do it without you. Right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and we enjoy coming to you every single day live from the heart of America, talking about the subjects that you're passionate about, talking about your family, and most importantly, listening to what you have to say. What you say on our radio program is the most important thing. That's why our phone lines are always open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. Call in. Share what you're thinking. I may not agree, but your opinion matters to me, and I will respect what you have to say. You know, the other thing I respect are the advertisers, the sponsors, the underwriters who help make this program possible every day. I call them my passion partners because, like me, they're passionate about great local talk radio. So when you hear the advertisers, do me a favor. Go to their business or call them on the phone. Tell them thanks for sponsoring great local live talk radio, because that's what you'll hear every day. Brought to you by our passion partners right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Doctor 911. Essential Bodywear Bra Doctors work in expos, fitness centers, spas, and clinics, as well as offices and homes. Essential Bodywear's goal is to make bra shopping fun and exciting with a high level of service that uplifts and supports women. There are less than 400 independent representatives in 42 states, with 85% of women wearing the wrong size and style bra. EBW certified bra doctors have struck a chord with women throughout the country. Essential Bodywear offers a fantastic career plan, training, incentives, trips, and many great opportunities for growth and success. For more information on pursuing a career with Essential Bodywear Bra Doctor, please visit www.bradoctor911.com and click on the opportunities link. That's www.bradoctor911.com.
Here's the right prescription for every woman. Call Broad Doctor 911.
It's bad enough when you have one company bugging you about the money you owe them.
I want my money.
But when they all start coming at you at the same time.
I want my money.
Me too.
I need payment by midnight tonight.
Don't press the panic button. Press the help button.
Hi, I'm Tom Coates with Consumer Credit of Des Moines. We can make those bill collectors all go away, at the same time helping you get out of debt. We've already helped over 100,000 people, and we can help you too. So when the bill collectors start ganging up on you, we'll send them packing.
If too many people are trying to help you solve your credit card debt problems, choose the one that'll serve you best. Consumer Credit of Des Moines. Consumer Credit of Des Moines is Iowa's largest credit counseling agency with 7 offices throughout the state. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Hey, Tech Angel Doug here from Create Wow Media. We brought this show from the Stone Age to the Web Age. Create Wow Media helps companies amplify their online brands through multimedia. Where do you look for information first? Are you spending marketing dollars to become findable on the web? Or still hoping your old brochure website will bring you new business? Contact us today to discover how you can amplify your company's online brand. CreateWowMedia.com, the online brand amplifiers.
The talk of planet Earth. This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Got an opinion of your own? You don't like what we're saying? Well, bring it on!
You ain't too big for me to give you a licking!
Phone lines are open at 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's MaxWorldLive.com. 22 minutes before the top of the hour. Good morning. You're live in MaxWorldLive.com, also on TalkZone.com. If you go to MaxWorldLive.com, you also see a visual component to our radio program. We have a four-camera HD system and the ability to show pictures. And one of the things we've been doing is this is a national show that comes out of Des Moines, Iowa, but is produced out of Chicago live in real time.
Right.
And we have a producer by the name of Dave who sits in Chicago and takes care of all the magic that goes on around us. But Dave's a little camera shy, and he's also voice shy. He won't come on the air and say anything. We don't even know if he's a man or a woman. I've done lots of research online, Dave, the producer in Chicago, and I continually find different pictures. This is one picture I found of him yesterday that I wonder if also him, because it came up. That came up.
Dave's calling him right now on the phone saying, shut the
Dave, the producer in Chicago, when I put that in, this picture came up. So, again,
that's making me sick. The man's got man boobs. That's disgusting.
But they're also pierced.
That's disgusting. Turn that off. Turn that off. Turn that off. Turn that off.
Well, we continue to try to find a picture of Dave so we can share that with you.
You need to do that some other time, on your own time. Obviously, you have some sort of an issue here. These pictures that you're bringing up.
I have tons of issues.
You have lots of issues. You're the only guy I know that keeps a Bible and then a psychiatrist book in the studio every day.
Well, I have lots of pictures I can show you here. I think this picture could also be him. I'm not sure, but I think this could be him also.
If that's him, I'm happy. Okay?
That's Carmen Electra.
Yeah. I know it's not him, by the way.
You know it's not Carmen Electra?
No, I know it's not him.
You know it's not... Not who?
I don't care who it is. It's
not Dave.
Mac. Yeah, we need to move along. One of the chatters in our chat room made the statement, we're not a democracy, we're a republic with a representative government. And my question to that person that's in the chat room, who's representing who? if that's the case, who's representing who? And then somebody else came in and said, if Rooster's right and it's true, then... it follows that the U.S. will be an atheistic nation in 15 years. Yeah, you bet.
And no, we won't be an atheistic. We'll be a Muslim.
Well, from my perspective, it's being an atheist.
No, I'd rather be an atheist, and I'd rather be an atheist nation than a Muslim nation.
Well, maybe that's true, but let me tell you this.
In a Muslim nation, do you know how your life changes?
Tell me how my life changes.
You don't carry a gun. You don't speak ill against the government.
Mm-hmm.
Your Mrs. McRoberts loses all of her freedom and everything. She doesn't ride her Harley down the road.
Yeah.
She covers her face.
Mm-hmm.
If you cheat on her, you'll be put in prison. Mm-hmm. Or if she cheats on you, she'll be killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why do I get put in prison? She gets killed.
Because they have no respect for women.
That's exactly right. One third of all European children will be born to Muslim families by the year 2025.
In the year 2025.
One third. Just 17 years away. Just 17 years away. I mean, how close is that?
Bob, jump in here. What were you going to say?
One of the great dichotomies that I think not a lot of people are paying attention to when we were discussing all of this, and obviously it's big news. We're talking about it. Other stations and channels are talking about it. But, we are not talking about a nationality here. We're not talking about the Russians or the Chinese or the Iranians. We're talking about a religion. And here in the States, God forbid if you bring up the Christian religion, separation of church and state, we can't make policies on that. You've got to keep it out of our classrooms, our boardrooms, our courtrooms, everywhere. But yet we are going to form national policy based on talking to the Muslims. And I find that quite an interesting situation.
It's beyond an interesting situation. It's ludicrous at best. What's happening here is our president, yes, our president is perpetuating that by making speeches like he made yesterday and placating the Muslim people and the religion. You're right, Bob.
All right.
This is a religious fervor that is not to be allowed in our country, but we're not able to reverse it.
Let me read you a couple pieces of the speech from yesterday, because I think there's something interesting here. Obama says, I do so recognizing that change cannot happen overnight. He says, as long as our relationship is defined by our differences, we will empower those who sow hatred rather than peace and who promote conflict rather than the cooperation that can help all of our people achieve justice and prosperity. This cycle of suspicion and discord must end. If those are his words and that's his intent, then what's wrong with trying to bring peace among
this.
Two religions, Christian and Muslim, and separate out the extremists? And so we are not focused on a religion, but we are focused on that part of the religion that is the extremists.
Bob, go ahead. I mean, just hit
what's
him upside the head.
That?
Hit him upside the head, will you?
Well, the question is, what are we going to give up? What are we going to give in? What's he going to throw in the pot to make nice with the Muslim world?
Right.
And like I said earlier, the very first thing that hit me right in the face is all of a sudden it's okay for Iran to have nuclear power now.
Yep.
And you know, so now what was our policy from 2003 when we marched into Iraq was, you know, that whole concept of the axis of evil and this, that, and the other thing. And the last thing America wants is a nuclear Iran. Now, all of a sudden, hey, you know what? If it's used peaceful and it's just for power, it's so you tell me that he didn't just throw that in the pot to placate the Muslim world?
And you know, it's different between us having a nuclear weapon and a bunch of fanatical turban-headed sand people.
Hey,
I'm sorry. You know what? You can call me whatever you want to, but here's the bottom line. Hold on. Listen to me. These folks do not operate on the same premise as we as Americans, as Britons do, okay, as Europeans do. They don't operate the same way. Their minds don't work the same way. You know what? They can blow their ass up, and they get 70 virgins. I mean, what screwed up nightmare are they living in? Okay? I mean, that's ridiculous. The fact of the matter is, they don't take life serious. They don't hold it as sacred as we do. When was the last time you heard of an American strapping a bomb on his ass or her ass to just blow up a school bus? Okay? It don't happen, does it? Bob, does that happen? No, unless they have a mental condition. If they have a mental condition, they'll do it. Guess what? Here's what I say about the Muslims. They got a mental condition. I'm done.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, I think that's a great time to take a break. I will reveal in just a minute some of the things that Obama said that should really disturb us. Something that I think is an absolute hypocrisy on his part that he said over there, and what Bob Rainier and what Rooster are saying, even though it may be, in Rooster's case, a little bit racist, it is, in fact, we have to pay attention to the fact that our president said one thing to get elected, and now he's saying something different. We got to listen to that. We're coming back live in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Okay, I'm going to get a little soapy here. I'm going to pull on your heartstrings here for just a second, so just bear with me. It's Mac from MaxWorldLive.com. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing that moves me more than to see one of our brave men and women, our soldiers, our American fighting men and women, protecting this country. Maybe it's because I'm from the heart of America, and I still believe in God and family in America. I still believe in our liberties. I still believe in justice. And I still believe that we need to fight. We need to fight to keep this country free. The men and women who came before us these last 200 and some years shed their blood and their treasure to make sure that you and I and our kids and our grandkids are free today. So next time you see a brave man and woman in their uniform, next time you hear about a young man or woman signing up to go over and protect this country and defend us, I want you to remember, they are the heart of America. They are what makes this country strong. And as I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say 1,000 times again, thanks for serving. Thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to fastsigns.com to find the location nearest you.
The way to go.
When you hire a roofing and gutter company, you need to know who you're hiring. Paplo is the company to know because they do roofing, seamless gutters, siding, and windows. And pay after the completed job meets your satisfaction. Call 961-4370. Over a decade of installation projects in Iowa, award Paplo a long list of references that can attest to their reputation. Call 961-4370. Today, Paplo Roofing, Seamless Gutters, and Siding and Windows has a large fleet of vehicles, trained professionals, and state-of-the-art equipment. Because of this, you'll receive a quick turnaround. 961-4370. Paplo carries extensive insurance coverage to protect both the customer and the company's employees. Call 961-4370 for an estimate today. That's 961-4370. Residential and commercial roofing, gutters, siding, and window. Paplo, the only name you need to know.
The way to go is Paplo, the only name you need to know.
Radio and the Internet.
TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
You know, opinions are like, well, you know, everybody's got one.
What did you just call me?
But I want to hear yours.
You talking to me?
Phone lines are open. 1-888, go for it. It's MaxWorldLive.com. All right, good morning. 10 minutes before the top of the hour, live here in MaxWorldLive.com. You realize we are on the fourth day of June, which means we are 26 days away from being halfway done with 2009.
It's bizarre to me that this time goes by so fast, but it's not going as fast for me, Mac, as it is for you. I was told by an individual sometime back that the older you get, the faster time goes by, and you're because of your advanced age.
I see.
That's
Thank
the reason
you.
That your note knows that.
Thank you very
hey,
much.
Hey, I have a quote for from Gaddafi. I just want to just add this into the spin here, and you take it for whatever you want to take it, because I know I'm right on what I'm saying, and I know that a true American would agree with me.
By the way, our guest on the phone is Bob Rainier, who's true patriot, and he's chiming in here with us.
Yes,
Bob, welcome
once again
to Max World Live.
Yes. Here's Gaddafi, Bob. There are signs that Allah will grant victory to Islam in Europe without swords, without guns, without conquest. Now, isn't that prophetic when you see our president making speeches like he's just made, placating these terrorists? And yes, I use the term terrorists. What do you think about that kind of statement, Bob?
Well, it's you know, how do you boil a frog? A little bit at a time.
There you go. And hey, Bob, we're in the pot. We're in the pot.
We've been in the pot for years, from the bankers to Wall Street to what's going on with what we're talking about today to you name it. We're in the pot, little at a time, and before you know it, look at the situation we're in.
I mean, Gaddafi continued to say, we don't need terrorists. We don't need homicide bombers. The 50-plus million Muslims in Europe will turn into a Muslim continent within a few decades.
Yep.
Incredible.
I want to read you both something that I think is very telling from Obama's speech yesterday in Egypt. And what I don't understand is why he would say what I'm about to read to you.
Sure.
Because this is something he would never have spoken while he was running for president. And we're obviously seeing either a flim-flam man who says what he needs to say to the audience that's in front of him to sell what he needs to sell, or I don't know what.
I like the term flim-flam man. That's good. Go ahead.
He says, quote, part of this conviction, and he's been talking about, well, here, let me start back. There must be a sustained effort to listen to each other, to learn from each other, to respect one another, to seek common ground. As the Holy Quran tells us, the Holy Quran.
Holy.
I got a problem with that.
I do too.
Quote, unquote, be conscious of God and speak always the truth, unquote. That is what I will try to do, to speak the truth the best I can, humbled by the task before us and firm in my belief that the interests we share as human beings are far more powerful than the forces that drive us apart. This is the part coming up that really bothers me. Part of this conviction is rooted in my own experience. I am a Christian, but my father came from Kenya, which includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I spent several years in Indonesia and heard the call of the AZAAN. I don't know what that is. Does anybody know what that is? The Azan? Bob, do you know what that is? The Azan? All right. The azan at, oh, I know what it is. I'm sorry. It's the azan at the break of dawn and the fall of dusk. That's that prayer that goes out over the speakers.
Oh, okay. Okay. Over the speakers. I got you. Okay. The azan. Okay. Okay.
As a young man, I worked in Chicago communities where many found dignity and peace in their Muslim faith. Now, that man would have never, in December, I'm sorry, prior to November, in last October, in Iowa last February, ever said, quote unquote, I am a Christian, but my family includes generations of Muslims. As a boy, I went to Muslim teachings. So what do we have? Bob, I'll pose this question to you. What do we have in a president that now says this on the world stage? And I hate to say this, but do we have another Hitler? Do we have somebody who rose in popularity in his own country and is just going to spread his filth throughout the world?
Well, we've got something different than most people bargain for, that's for sure. We've got a guy that, look, there's what now, 14 lawsuits that have been waged to just say, hey, produce a certificate that tells us you were really born and eligible to be a president of the United States. And every one of the courts has denied that motion going forward. Why won't the man just produce that piece of paper?
Because it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
It doesn't exist.
Not only do we have a guy that has hypnotized the population, I mean...
Good term.
I guarantee you that if he had been in car sales, GM wouldn't have to close that dealership, because that...
That's good. Yeah, he'd have everybody sold on a GM, wouldn't he?
I'm telling you, the place would be flooded, but you know, he sold us this. We're not quite sure, you know, how in the world does a junior senator from Chicago end up with all of these issues that surround the birth certificate, this, that, and the other thing, and yet... You know, his approval rating's still sky high here. And meanwhile, he can traipse around the world basically selling us out.
Yep.
There's no other way to say it. He's selling us out. He's pandering.
Yep.
And again, he's pandering to a religious group versus a nationality. It's one thing if you got to pander a little bit to another nuclear nation like Russia or this. But we're just talking about a religion.
Yes, sir.
I can't even talk about my religion. If I go on Fox News, I can't talk about my religion. Hey, that's off topic.
There you go. That's right. You can't do that. I mean, we're taking God off of our dollars, and we're taking God out of our schools, but yet he is, as you said, pandering to individuals based upon their religious fervor. You're absolutely right, Bob.
All right, let me pose this question, and I don't disagree with either one of you, but Bob, let me pose this question. What's the advantage for Obama doing this? What's the slippery slope? What's going to happen to America and to Americans because of this man's actions?
Well, we don't know. Where does this end is indeed the question. What's he really getting at? Okay? If I believed for a second, if I really truly believed for one second that... You know, he was just reaching across the aisle. He's just reaching out, and that it's all about just being a little bit more peaceful, and, you know, we can all sing Kumbaya in the evening. I might go along with it, but I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. There's deeper-rooted agendas involved in what's going on here.
I got to believe that. You're right.
And that's what scares me is, you know... When Wall Street's got an agenda, when the feds have an agenda, that's where I live. I pretty much can figure out where they're going, and we can get out a little bit of ahead of it and make some investments and make some money. But with this guy trying to figure out what his ultimate agendas are behind a lot of the stuff he does, boy, it's awful tough to decipher.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Our guest has been Bob Rainier. You can reach Bob, by the way, by going to his website, www.investyourself.com. He's a patriot. He hails from New Jersey and Florida, and it's always a pleasure to have you here in MaxWorldLive.com. Even if you're not scheduled as a guest, remember, Bob, you're always welcome to call in and be a part of our program. We really appreciate your patriotism and your position on the economy as well as the politics in this nation. Thanks a lot for being a part of MaxWorldLive.com.
Well, guys, I really enjoyed it, and thanks for having me on again.
You bet.
You bet. You bet. Absolutely. We'll be back with you again very soon. We appreciate you spending your time and being here in MaxWorldLive.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to kind of continue the same conversation that we've had on politics and American and patriotism. And we're going to have a guy on by the name of Bubba Sorensen. Yep. And Bubba Sorensen has something he calls the Freedom Rock. And that Freedom Rock is something he repaints all the time. And it is we're going to show you pictures of it and everything. You can also go to the website called thefreedomrock.com. And
right.
Wait a minute. I Googled it and got there. Is that what it is,
yeah.
thefreedomrock.com?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. But he'll tell us, too. But Bubba's a neat guy, and he's doing some neat things. And he's showing some actual support for America. He's showing some support in a tangible way for those soldiers that are over there putting their lives on the line for, guess what, Mac, even you, okay? Even you that's wanting to kind of be a little wishy-washy on Obama and a little wishy-washy on the Muslims, okay?
I just don't want to be a racist.
You know what?
I don't want to be a racist.
At what point in time?
And I don't want to be a religious bigot either.
I'm not a religious bigot, but when that religion says death to the infidels, I'm sorry.
I understand.
That's not a religion. That's a fanatic.
I understand. But the question is how many of those Muslims feel that is something they're going to follow?
Hold on. We're going to go to the break. Let me give you a number, okay? How many? You know, it's like doing direct mail. If you're doing that for marketing, you know you could get 1% back or 2% back. Okay, you just made a statement. How many of those? Well, they're hedging their bets against the ones that aren't as strong and getting a bunch of them that will have the opinion that they're going to slit your throat. In 1970, in the United States, there were 100,000 Muslims.
Care 1970.
To, 1970. Care to venture a guess of how many Muslims are in the United States in 2008? Guess. Just guess.
We'll tell you when we come back.
All right.
Live in MaxWorldLive.com. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love my job, and I couldn't do it without you right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
You know, I don't know one single person who isn't trying to lose weight. Oh, there are people who are obviously 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight. And then there are those people who are 15 or 20. And they try to cut back on what they eat. They stop drinking regular pop and only drink diet pop. Or they stop drinking pop. Or they stop going to McDonald's. And they stop. You know, that's really not the answer to getting in shape and losing weight. I've always said, you are what you eat. So eat things that are fuel for your body and good for your body. I'll tell you one place that I found that's exceptional at this. MediFast. MediFast. It's controlled by doctors. You do it in your home. It works. And you will lose 20, 30, 40, 50. You'll lose all the weight you want. You're going to have to be patient, but you'll get it done. It's MediFastIowa.TSFL.com. Check them out. MediFast Iowa.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem." "That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired."
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.